Arsenal, Steve. 60 minutes, you look like you were going to get something out of that game.
Yeah, I think, as I say, I don't think you'd be able to tell who was top or bottom of the league there today for 60 minutes. We came, we were brave, you know, we went for the game, you know, we put a lot of pace out wide and two up top, which I don't think many people do at Bramall Lane. You know, for I didn't feel under any kind of threat. We were well organised, but as I've said in every other interview I've done just there now, you know, Billy Sharp was the difference between the teams. If you have Billy Sharp in the team, I think we win the game today with our chances and half chances.
Yeah, absolutely. Ryan Flynn in the first half down there, that was a cracking shot, brilliant save. Could have you know, changed the game a little bit in the first half.
I mean, Flynn's shot, then you have Freddie Ladipo's, they have Billy's half chance. You know, we've had them half chances. I don't think Billy Sharp's is much more than a half chance, but you know, the way he finishes is the difference between what they're able to do here and what we were able to do.
You've had a few knocks out there, Steve, today, a few people injured. Certainly on the pitch, any injury worries for the big one at Fleetwood and then Port Vale?
We've got a few concerns, yeah. Charles Dunn came off, obviously, and it's not like Charles to come off. And he's a strong, strong character. So we'll assess him. I'm not sure the extent of the damage. Ryan McLaughlin was carrying on through the pain barrier for us as well. So there's a few people we need to have a wee look at. But you know, the result's the same as last week, as I said, but most definitely not the performance.
You're still a game in hand at the bottom there, so you can pull yourself out. I know you do need, or you've suggested in some of your interviews that you want to strengthen the squad in the new year. Where are you going to start with that?
I'm going to ask Sheffield United to see if they'll let us have Billy on loan to see for a start. We'd be mid-table straight away, but no, in a serious note, of course we need strikers in. There'll be some going back, and there'll be hopefully two coming in. That's all dependent on who I can get out of the football club to shuffle things about to create some money, and also that the embargo is lifted on the 1st of January. But we're well aware where we need to strengthen. We really are.
Yeah, and Christmas is a busy period for you and the footballers and all that sort of stuff. Come May, you expect to remain in this division, are you?
Yeah, we do. I think the dressing room maybe, and the positivity in the dressing room actually belies where we are in the league. They know we're a decent side, we know we're organised, we know we've got good footballers in, but we're not scoring goals, you know. So it does become frustrating as a group. You do so well, 90% of your game is so good, and very, very good performances in comparison to last Saturday. But you know, that's just a little bit of a confident thing where maybe they're now looking and going, right, we're going to do well up to a point. And I think the strikers make a massive difference to, you know, the belief that you can come out with the place to get some win games.